Hey guys, it's Jessie.
And Hannah.
And welcome back to Maybe We've Been a Little Too Harsh.
And happy Benny's birthday to everyone.
Yes! Happy birthday, Benny! I literally, when I was seeing those, like, I don't know if it was like you made a tweet or Benny made a tweet about like it being their birthday. I saw it this morning, I know that for sure. And that already feels like 2 days ago.
Yeah, nope, that was today. Benny is having a hard time right now because they're in Oregon, which is on fire.
Yes.
And they would like me to spread the message to our listeners to donate to United Way. And there's a specific county they're supposed to donate to. I don't remember what it is. Let me check. United Way in Lane County.
Lane County, Oregon.
Lane County, Oregon.
Cool.
If you want to give Benny a birthday present, whenever it is that you are listening to this.
Yes.
Even if the fires are cleared out, there's thousands of people who are homeless now. Who were not before. So it's a disaster.
Yeah. Awful.
Anyway, how are you?
Well, our home state is not on fire.
So. Yes, there's that. We are not on fire. We are flooded, but we're not on fire.
Yes. I mean, I didn't have that much flooding in Olney, so...
I had to turn around and go a different way to get to my parents' house today because the road was flooded.
Jeez.
They shut down, you know, Colesville Road, they shut down a whole bunch of it.
Oh my God.
Like where the Trader Joe's is was, I'm just going to go ahead and give away where both me and my parents live. But yeah, where the Trader Joe's was all closed off.
Yikes. Oof, that sucks.
Yeah. It's okay. I mean, I just got on the Beltway. It was fine.
Yeah. Oh God, no. I really and truly, I'm so blessed to never have to go on the Beltway so that like I really feel like you couldn't pay me to go on the Beltway.
That's how I used to feel, and then I got a lot more used to it because to get from my old apartment to it's from this apartment, but I just don't go there anymore because COVID, but to get from here to my psychiatrist's office is like and my therapist is like 45 minutes off the Beltway and 20 minutes on the Beltway, and since I was going like every week for a while after my suicide attempt, it was like I couldn't justify spending all that extra time.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Oh my God, Eli.
Yeah, he's just nomming.
Yeah, he is eating my cords, and it's a problem.
What else is going on? I still want to quit my job so motherfucking badly.
What is going on with that editing job that you did the test for?
Oh, I followed back up on it. This must have been in between the last time we recorded and now, and I did not get the job.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's okay. I applied to like 12 jobs this week, and I'm sure there's still more I could be applying for because I didn't get to apply for that much today because instead of working 1 hour, I worked like 5.
Am I muted right now?
Can you hear me at all?
Yes, I was just, what I was asking was if I was muted, and I was.
You were, yes.
Because you stepped on the keyboard.
Oh.
You garbage dog.
Oh, Remy's eye is fucked up.
Astrid's eye is fucked up.
Yeah, I had to order Terramycin, so it's coming in the mail. I was hoping it would get here today, and it didn't.
Yeah, Astrid, like, scratched hers, and then she kept scratching underneath, so now she's got this huge, ugly scab underneath her eye, and, yeah, it's a mess. It's been there for a month.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I feel like a very bad owner, but at the same time...
Do you not have any Terramycin?
I have whatever ointment the vet gave me, but she hates it.
You gotta.
And after...
You gotta.
I know, but after I put it on, she starts rubbing it again, and I'm like, I think this is making it worse.
It's possible. It's possible. Did you put any, like, wet... washcloths on her
I tried, but she would not let me.
Yeah, that's the problem I'm having with Remy.
She is not an affectionate cat. Like, she doesn't let me get near her normally. She's like, she does her own thing.
Oof. That sucks.
Yeah. Like, I have no idea where she is right now. I haven't seen her in hours. Ugh. And my other three are all, I can see them all. And then him.
Yes,
I can see you. Oh. God, Eli.
And I have good news, which is that my therapist, who went on maternity leave back in May.
I remember.
And then started her own practice right after maternity leave. Finally can see me again.
Yay!
Yeah. So I'm seeing her next week. I'm seeing her on Wednesday. And I'm getting my ADHD test on Tuesday.
That's amazing. I didn't have therapy this week because my therapist's basement flooded.
That sucks.
Yeah. It was kind of funny. I mean, like, sad funny, because Benny's therapist canceled because of the fires. Yeah. And then mine canceled because of floods. And I was like, what is happening?
The whole entire fucking world is ending.
The universe is telling us not to have therapy. Yes. Through the natural elements. Yes. Could you not? Oh my god, you are the worst dog that's ever lived. Let go. Oh my god.
Sorry to anyone who's listening and hearing Hannah just straight up yell.
I hope your mother is alive, because I'm going to kill her. Sit. Okay, stand there and stare at me. I'll count it. That's fine. God, yeah. Worst dog. I love him so much.
Yes, but anytime you need to do anything, he's like, time to attack.
Also, day before yesterday, he woke me up at 4 a.m. and then peed on my floor.
Holy shit, why?
Because he's a puppy, and I didn't take him out when he woke me up at 4 a.m., which I should have done. So instead he peed on the floor. Like, today he woke me up at 6, so I took him outside.
Yeah. 6 is at least more reasonable.
Yeah. I got him puppy pads so he can pee in the house now, because I have a grass patch for him, but he won't use it. So I'm hoping he uses the puppy pads, but we'll see. Because he won't pee if there are other dogs, if it's raining, if a person walks by.
Fuck.
So then he just pees in my apartment. Yeah.
Great. Not good at all.
Yeah, no, he's a disaster. I love him so much.
So like, what honestly, else is going on in your life?
I feel bad just for complaining about him so much. Like, honestly, besides, like, we're still working on potty training and he barks a lot, but he's great.
Yeah.
He's a really sweet dog. Like, he's really hyper right now, so he's being really mouthy, but that's because he's a puppy. And he's great with the cats. He's great with the baby. He's just really sweet, and I love him a lot. And he's very cuddly. He sleeps with me every night.
No, I mean, like, I get it. Bulby will attack my strings anytime I do embroidery, so, like, I get it. They like string things.
Yeah, he loves cords. Okay, what's going on with me? I got a new bed. My old bed is currently still in my apartment, just, like, standing up on its end, because we needed a drill to take it apart, and we didn't have a drill, so it's just hanging out. My parents came over to put the bed together and immediately were like, oh my god, this place smells like cat pee. Oh my god, we have to open all the windows and open the door to the balcony because it's just overwhelming. My place does not smell like cat pee. Fuck them. But you think it smells like dog pee because this bitch is peed everywhere. Yeah, I know, but I leave and I come back and I don't notice that it smells like cat pee. And I notice that it smells like cat pee at their fucking house.
Okay. Yeah.
So, and I had just lit candles for them and like...
Yeah. I mean, how often do you scoop?
Every day, and I had just done it that like 10 minutes before they got there because I knew how critical they were. But they're like convinced, they're like, they smelled one of my pillows and they're like, I think they peed on this pillow. I'm like, I think I would have fucking noticed that they peed. No, the cat just
is there.
Yeah. I said there's 4 cats in a small apartment.
Yeah.
But they're like, no, they're definitely peeing somewhere. My dad goes into a stain on the floor and he's like, oh, well, look, here this. I'm like, that's where I spilled maple syrup. And it's like, well, here it. I'm like, that's where like puked her guts out, but it's not pee.
Yeah.
They just are so aggravating. So I had to leave before I just screamed at them. And I used some of my DBT techniques and just, like, thanked them when I wanted to strangle them.
That's good.
So that was good. Yeah, I was DBT Hannah. So I had to tell my therapist about that. She'll be very proud. What else is going on? I don't know. Nothing. I'm nannying. Oh, I officially quit the bridal salon, so I'm sad about that. But they said they'll rehire me whenever I want to come back.
Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, it just doesn't make any sense to, like, risk your health, unfortunately.
I know. And I can't right now because I'm obligated to watch the baby.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't have time between school and watching the baby to work at the bridal salon. And my family needs me to do this, so.
Yes.
I'm just going to keep working for the terrible pay that my sister's giving me. This job that I despise.
I thought you liked being with the baby.
I love being with the baby. I hate being in charge of the baby. I hate... It's physically so demanding.
Yes.
And I just, like, every time I carry him up the stairs, I think I'm going to die.
Oh, God.
Yeah. And he wants to go up and down the stairs all day. And it's just so exhausting. And my parents are so... I've just, like, fucking with my phone this whole time and ignoring the fact that it was supposed to be recording. So sorry about the terrible quality of my recording right now. My parents are just so not understanding or just convinced that I'm lazy. And they're like, well, why are you sitting down? I'm like, because I need to sit down.
Yeah.
They're like, well, you need to do this with him. I'm like, I don't need to do this with him. He's fine. He'll live.
Yeah.
It's like, he'll be okay if we don't play outside right now.
Yes.
But they act like the world's ending. And it's so much easier when they're not around. But it's at their house because there's nowhere else I can watch him.
Yeah.
So it's just, it's terrible. I hate it. But, you know.
Sorry.
What can you do, huh? You know, at some point he'll be able to go back to daycare.
Yeah.
And I will be free, and I can go back to the salon.
Yeah. He's not 2 yet. Is he, like, 1.5?
He's a little over 1.5. He's 20 months.
Okay. Well, you know my mom was a preschool teacher for, like, 9,000 years.
I know. So, I keep remembering it's going to get easier. He's getting to the age now that I can put on TV and sit him in front of it.
Yeah. No, I was... Sorry. The thing I was going to say was I'll ask her... Hopefully I'll remember to ask her if she has any sort of, like, things that help with, like, encouraging toddlers to go upstairs on their own.
He will go on the stairs, but just every once in a while he just goes carry and puts his arms up and, yeah.
Yeah.
And there are these stairs outside that are steep, so we don't want him going down them, so we have to carry
that
him.
Makes
Could
sense.
You stop? And it's I'm waiting for him, once he's at the age where I can put him in front of a Disney movie, I'll be golden.
Yes. You're almost there.
I know.
You're very close.
But my parents think I'm the devil for thinking of such a thing, so.
No.
I know.
Oh, my God. Okay,
first of all. They think we should be just doing, like, educational stuff with him all the time. And no. I'm like, this kid is 1.5. He knows all of his letters.
Yes.
He knows words that start with each letter.
He's smart.
Yeah, this kid's not falling behind. He has people teaching him every hour of every day, one-on-one.
Yes. Yeah.
This kid is fine.
I don't know if he's, like, old enough to color, but, like, I don't know.
He likes to, like, take crayons and take them out of the box and put them back in the box, but he won't actually color with them. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, my brother and I, when we were kids, my mom parented us 90% by putting us in front of the TV. And then as soon as she took us away from the TV, she... got abusive, so it was like, I feel like maybe he'll be fine if he just watches TV. I feel like I'm mostly fine.
Yeah, you turned out great.
I'm not stupid except for the ADHD that I'm.
And I mean, my mom was like super mom and totally focused on me, and I'm a fucking mess. So
that is no offense. It's a little, yeah.
Yeah, it goes to show you there's no right way to be a parent.
Yes, that is true. Yes.
Okay. Should we talk about Queer as
Wait,
Folk?
You know what?
Oh, no, we shouldn't? Okay.
Sean is also kind of like you.
Yeah?
I'm wondering
Hot
if
mess.
I am like your sister and you're like my brother.
No, you're like me.
Because I'm a mess?
Yes.
All right, fine. Yes.
My sister's a fucking lawyer, okay? We're not my sister.
No. But, like, I mean, like, my brother can't make any... No, you can make decisions.
I can.
Yeah, I was just thinking that, like, she was really all over him and all about him, and, like, he can't make a decision. My parents decided his college major for him.
No, that was not me. And my parents were just as much on my sister as they were on me, if not more so.
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay, let's talk about the show.
Let's do it! So what did you think of this episode?
It was good.
Yeah.
I really like Emmett.
Emmett is so sweet this episode. There's that one scene where he's just walking down the street and, like, swinging his arms and, like, clapping his hands a little bit. And my sister loves that scene because she thinks it just shows how sweet Emmett is.
That one just went right over my head. I do not remember it.
It's just, like, a little thing.
Okay. Yeah. I definitely like the whole, like, we'll have a Young and the Restless version of gay...
Yes.
Culture, and then, like, Emmett will meet the real-life version that it's based off of, and I liked it.
The whole Gay as Blazes thing is obviously very self-referential.
Yes.
And it's important to remember the backlash that the show was getting. Is people were saying these sorts of things. The same things they're saying about Brian here, who's, you know, Brian is, like, the, you know, he's the show personified. So it's, like, that, like, why is it all sex? You know, where is the morality? If you hear that sound, it's my dog playing with his squeaky toy, and we are blessed. Good
boy. I
could
hear it. I was a little worried it was my cat crying.
No, nope, that's Eli, and we're so happy about it.
Yes, very much.
Yes. So it's sort of this battle between respectability and what they say is authenticity. And I do think it's problematic here that really they're saying anything outside of complete sexual explicitness or just complete sexualness is false.
I mean, I see what you're saying, but if we look at it through only, like, the show and exactly. then the show within the show, like, the promiscuity that's showed in the show is their reality, and then the cleaned up version isn't reality.
Yeah. And it's also, within the context of its time, there was nothing like this.
Yeah.
There was no explicit gay content on TV.
Yes. Like, the only thing that was even remotely gay content on TV was, like, Will and Grace.
Will and Grace and Queer Eye, if that wasn't even on at that point.
Yeah.
They're going to talk about Queer Eye. There's going to be a Queer Eye reference later in season five.
I hope it's the cooking guy. I hope he shows up.
It's not. It's just a critique of it in universe, of the tropes that are...
Damn. I like, what is his name? Ted Allen.
Yeah, he's cool.
Yeah.
So, yeah, as a person who's not very sexual, I do feel a little insulted by this idea that I'm less queer, less authentically queer, because I'm not out fucking people in sex clubs.
Well, I think you are also taking a queer male lens and blowing it up
yes.
too much to the point where, like, of course it's not going to reflect you. Like, yeah. women are socialized totally differently, and so as a result, like, there's a lot of things that, like, you know, women are told that they're... Well, not told anything, whatever, sorry. What I'm trying to say is that, like, a show about women, especially queer women, would be inherently less sexual.
Yeah, even though The L Word was pretty sexual.
It was pretty sexual, but... God, I mean, I think this is way more. Like, that was more you know, you're having sex with your partner, unless you're Shane.
Yeah.
But this is way more promiscuous, and I think that has more to do with the way the men are socialized.
There's a weird thing going on with queer women in this show, where they'll decide sometimes that they're part of the queer conversation, and sometimes that they're the outside. And it's really just whatever's convenient to the men in that particular scene. And, like, isn't that reality? Like, that's how they treat queer women. It's like they're queer when it's convenient, when it supports their point. But in episode 6 coming up, Brian will actually contrast lesbians with queers as them being separate things.
Is he dumb?
it's frustrating because it's a phenomenal scene and it's just this one little bit in it. And I get what they're saying.
I'm just gonna be so annoyed.
But it's frustrating for me.
Yes.
That the show doesn't know what to do with women is an established point. I'm very sorry about the squeaking in the background.
It's okay. I'm sure it'll go away when he tires himself out.
He just needs to pass out and we'll be good. But I'm just so happy he's not chewing on my headphone cords. Oh, and as soon as I say that, he comes over and chews on the headphone cord. You beast! Go get it. I threw it. Oh, you're so stupid. Just sitting there staring at me. Shake. Good shake. Leave. Oh my god. Banished statistic. Okay. Yes! Show doesn't know what to do about women. Old news. Let's choose a character and talk about.
Not to be, like, extremely annoying, but, like, think about all of the gender non-conforming folks and trans people.
You're not
imagine
annoying.
How tired we are.
No, I cannot imagine how tired you are as a cis person. And there's even a trans joke in this when he says transmogrified, bipolar transmogrified instead of bisexual transgender, which I shouldn't find funny, but I do. At least
that
bisexual
is funny.
Part
I don't
I'm
remember when they
funny.
Said it, though.
It's when Brian's making fun at the center and he's giving his fake acceptance speech when he's at dinner.
That's funny.
This is our first introduction to the center, right?
Yes.
The Gay and Lesbian Center. They're going to come back many times, but they're basically the gay establishment, and we're supposed to hate them, and I do. It works.
That makes sense. I did hate both of the people who were there other than
we got, like, really tiny gay guy and really butch lesbian.
Yes, and then our lesbians got called femmes in a derogatory way.
Yes.
which was annoying because they are butch, in my opinion.
No, they're pretty femme.
I mean,
I love that Melanie and Lindsay aren't a clear butch femme dynamic because I think that's so old.
I mean, yeah. I guess I would say inherently, like, Melanie is more butch because she's the breadwinner.
And then the boys, Brian and Ted, make some derogatory comments calling her butch at certain times.
Annoying.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say she's femme, though.
I wouldn't say
Lindsay's femme. She just does art.
She's like me. She's just like a person.
Yes, yes.
Who is a lesbian.
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't say I'm especially butch or especially femme. I'm just, like, if I were as a straight girl, you would have nothing to say about me. It's unremarkable.
Yes. Yeah. I'm going to sit here staring
you wouldn't call me a girly girl.
Yeah, what are you staring at? I said I'm going to sit here staring in extreme feminist but still non-binary.
You're not that femme.
I have fucking acrylic, well, not acrylics, okay. They're press-on nails. And I wear makeup every day.
Yeah.
I just have the spirit of a butch person. I used to do that before quarantine,
and now I just forgot how to do makeup.
Yeah, that's fair.
But yeah, what you said, I don't want to gloss over what you said about trans and non-binary people being completely excluded from everything queer as folk.
Media said you can't have it, actually.
They sure did. there will be one, there is one transgender character later in the show, not a major character. Will always be referred to as Kiki the waiter, formerly Kyle Kiki the waitress, formerly Kyle the waiter.
That's kind of cute.
So, it is kind of cute. Benny actually came up with a whole thing about why that, like, just like a way that wouldn't be offensive. Like, if this is what Kiki wants to be called, if this is okay with her, then this is a fine way to do it. Drawing on this thing that we'd read about queer language changing and how young queers need to stop policing older queers for what language they want to use about
that's
themselves.
That's all they fucking do.
Yes, it is. There is, of course, no mention of non-binary people. There's only one mention of bisexual people, and we've already passed it.
Yep.
There's a lot missing from this show. I mean, the actor who plays Justin, who's very active in queer activism, has talked a lot about what queer folk would need if it came back. And he always says color and trans people.
Yeah. Okay, so wait. Let me actually bring it back to the new L word. Because I feel like that's a good way that we can bring it in. Because I obviously watched the whole season. And I know you didn't watch it at all yet.
I haven't.
And I would not say it's like an amazing show in any way. But I do think it did a lot of the things that the L word, and honestly, queer as folk has been critiqued for. Like, there's only one femme person. There is one trans man. There is a trans actress who is also in Sense8 who's on the show.
Mm-hmm.
But she's not ever, like, spoken of as, like, a trans woman. I think she just, like, is there acting as a lesbian.
That's cool.
Which is cool. And the two butch / mask people are definitely, I think one of the actors is non-binary, but I think like those characters will be exploring gender if the show continues. But it's like, I don't know, I feel like it took so fucking long, but people are finally like getting it that like this, if you're gonna give us queer representation, you can't just give us the same three characters over and over again.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I just wondered, does it feel like forced? Like it's crammed in?
I mean, a little bit, yeah.
Yeah.
I think it would feel less crammed and less forced if Eli, come on, dude.
I know. He's not having it.
I think it would be better if you could tell that there are more queer script writers on staff.
Yeah.
You know, like, it feels forced because it feels like straight people are writing all these shows. Which, like, maybe there's queer people, like, at the top.
I don't feel like straight people are writing queer as folk.
No. Sorry, I mean, like, when newer shows add in non-binary trans characters.
Oh, yes. It's like, look at this trans character, and they get really excited about the fact that they have a trans character. And, you know, they have a trans actor. It's just like they think they get the Nobel Prize.
Exactly.
You know, I have my book coming out next year.
Hell yeah.
My lesbian retelling of Queer as Folk. And I've got a friend group of girls. There's five of them. And they're all gay women. There's one bisexual. Mm-hmm. But I feel like I was thinking as I was driving today, I was like, should I have made one of them non-binary? Like, is it unrealistic that all five of these would be women? I mean, it's too late now. I'm not going to do it because at this point it would just be like a cosmetic change and that's not fair.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And that wouldn't be, it wouldn't read well.
No, it would not.
But I feel like maybe it would have felt a little bit more realistic.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know, because I don't know what your friends are like. Like, you're a cis lesbian, so, like...
I don't have lesbian friends.
Well...
Wow, that is a sobering thought. I don't have a single lesbian friend.
Well, me.
I have you. But you are the only one.
Hell yeah. Took me a while in changing my mind every 3 months.
I know, you're only sometimes my lesbian friend.
I know.
I mean, I don't have that many... female friends.
Mm-hmm.
Not that you're female, obviously, but
yeah.
I really just have one close female friend.
Mm.
Or I'd say two. Oh, no, I do have a friend who's lesbian.
Okay.
My friend Amanda's a lesbian. But besides that, it's just Emma, who I've been friends with since I was 7, and she is straight.
Mm. Okay. Yeah, I was thinking, like, maybe it but, yeah, would I have, make like, one more good sense, friend. Like, if you were thinking about your own friend groups and circles, like, if they're all cis, then it makes sense.
Yeah.
Whereas,
I think,
like, for me, it wouldn't make any sense because all of my friends are, almost all of them are trans.
Yeah.
Or bi.
I don't really have, like, a friend group anymore. I kind of just have individual friends who are scattered around. If I did have a friend group, it would be Seth and his boyfriend and their two roommates.
Mm-hmm.
And then
mm-hmm.
Taylor and Jasmine. So, okay. Seth is gay man, cis man.
Mm-hmm.
His boyfriend is a gay cis man. The roommates are both gay cis men.
Mm-hmm.
Taylor is a trans gay woman.
Okay.
Jazz is cis pan woman.
Mm-hmm.
And then Benny's in the group too. Benny is non-binary and bisexual.
Yes.
So there's a good amount of diversity there, but like still a lot of cis gay people.
Yeah. Yeah. I think there's just more cis gay people.
Yeah, I mean, there are a lot of us.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, just things to think about.
Yeah, just some topics we're floating. We're on our game tonight.
Yeah, we're really vibing.
We really are. It's good. But now we should talk about a character.
Yeah. Okay, so we kind of did the lesbians. I don't really think there's anything to add to them.
Melanie looked great this episode. I want to throw that in.
Yes, I agree. Lindsay looked like shit.
Lindsay looked terrible. She wore that like little bra top with a jean jacket. Ugh. Oh, honey.
Ugh.
But
also I hate her jaw. I hate it. I hate
bad.
It so much.
It's bad. And her acting is just so bad. The whole scene with the donuts is just unbelievable.
That was awful. And also the like sex scene, her acting was really bad.
Yeah, but I'm glad they got a sex scene.
Yeah, that was nice.
Melanie's
acting was awesome this episode.
She's amazing. I love her. I do love their reaction to Gus walking when they do that little, like, in each other's faces. It's really cute. And I'm happy for them. And I really, like, believe that they're moms in that moment.
Yes. I also liked when they kind of, like, stuck it to the gay and lesbian
center people.
Yeah, I
mean, they did that. Okay. Take it down.
It was awesome. It was so cute to see that moment between them.
Yeah.
I feel like
I
we never get that.
Yeah. It was really cute. Let's talk about Emmett, since you mentioned him a little bit.
Cool. Yeah, I like Emmett. So he is still doing that naked maid service that he was doing before, and naked waiters or whatever. And the people, the people that hired him are like, oh, you don't need to be naked anymore.
We're going to save you.
Yeah. And then the two partners both, like, get Emmett when they're on their own, so like the one partner and then the other one the following day, and he hooks up with both of them these two separate days, and then the next day, Emmett, like, gets them both together to be like, I'm fucking quitting. Because the whole thing with these people is that they're, like, true monogamous or whatever the fuck.
Turns out to be a lie because the show doesn't believe that monogamy is possible.
Yeah. And then the two guys, when they're together with Emmett, they try to, like, hit on him or, like, get him to sleep with them. And he's like, I'm not the one.
Yeah. But although he does do it.
Wait, he does?
Oh, yeah. He blows both these guys.
No. I saw that in the two separate scenes. I'm thinking about when they are together. Oh, no,
right. Yes. Sorry.
Okay. Yeah, sorry. You had me so confused for a moment.
Sorry. You had me confused. What happened with us vibing? We've lost it.
I don't know. Am I supposed to have any thoughts or feelings about this?
No, I don't. I only care about Brian and Justin. We know this.
I know, yeah. I mean, I like Emmett. I thought it was fun, but it did kind of feel like annoying to have that storyline dragged out, and I feel like this is a storyline that we've already seen with Emmett.
I agree. So. You're gonna like Emmett's storyline next episode.
Sick. I'm excited.
Let's talk about Ted and Howard Bellwether.
Yeah. Okay. Howard Bellwether looks like someone else, and I wasn't able to place it while watching the episode. And I can't place it now. It's very frustrating to me.
That is frustrating.
Yeah. But I like this.
I do too.
I feel like I really am starting to see the seeds being planted of what you were telling me about him basically starting a porn empire.
Mm-hmm.
I really like it. I like that he, like, you know, he's still got these, like, strong moral and philosophical leanings that he's always, like, had, and we get to see them all the time, and I love it. I think that's what I like most about him. But also that he likes to have fun. I'm Ted, is what I'm trying to say.
I love that. I love that for you.
yeah. The Howard guy writes in some newspaper. I don't know what newspaper it is.
I think it's like a gay newspaper.
That makes sense. He's like, Brian shouldn't get an award because he's a whore.
and a child molester. I love Brian and Justin's reaction to the child molester thing when he says teenage lover and Brian points to him and goes, is that you?
It was funny. But, I mean, he's not wrong.
That's what's like, so great about it is he's not wrong. I mean, as Lindsay points out, their relationship is legal, consensual, and very loving, which is also true.
Yes.
But,
And also, like, he's not getting an award for the relationship.
Yes.
He's getting an award for saving mm-hmm. his life.
Yep.
Which I think is totally noble, and, like, people who save other people's lives, like, should get awards. Like,
I agree. Like,
so, stupid thing to take issue with.
I guess that kind of segues into Brian and Justin.
No.
Oh, we're not done?
No, I want to keep going.
Okay, go.
I like talking about
Ted. Go. Tell me about Ted.
Yeah. So him and Michael go to an orgy.
Ah, yes. I forgot about this.
Yes. And that's where they see the Howard guy. And that is kind of what gets Ted thinking differently about Howard. Because he's like, this guy is a liar. Like, he's at this party and
not using condoms.
He's using condoms, which is really fucked up.
The show is very pro condom.
Great. As they should.
It's great.
Be.
Yeah. Oh yeah. It's just a staunch point of view.
I'm gonna have us double down on that. And if you ever go to this kind of party, make sure that yourself and everyone you are with uses a condom because what the fuck, it is not worth the risk.
It is not.
Yeah, I think he, like, you can just really see that Ted is thinking about this because he sees Howard as irresponsible now.
Yes.
And a liar. And, like, he's holding others to this higher standard that he's not holding himself to. And I like that he's really taking in Howard's speech at the Gay and Lesbian Center, and he's just kind of like, if Howard can do whatever he wants, there's no real repercussion. Why can't I?
Yep.
And I totally love that. I just like thinking like that, and I love those moments.
I love
that.
I get
to see them with characters, so. Yeah.
That's awesome. I'd never put together how this leads to the porn thing before, so I think it's really cool that you have pointed that out. I never paid any attention to that.
Me and Ted are in sync.
So. Yeah. We could do Michael, we could do Brian and Justin. I think that's it.
I don't want to fucking talk about Michael, so let's get him over with.
Fuck Michael. Brian doesn't want to come to your stupid little comic thing. He has responsibilities, and he doesn't want to do this anyway. And also, you are such a little bitch.
I need to take up issue. It would not have been called Comic-Con. Comic-Con is in New York and San Francisco. This would have been Steel City Con. You're welcome. Local knowledge only.
Thank you. It's just, he's just awful. Just
he's
just
so
an awful
irritating.
Person.
You don't want him to go and fucking take care of his sick boyfriend who,
I know.
Well, I mean, he's not like sick, but he's still like recovering. He's not doing great. Like, he's just such an asshole. He's so obnoxious.
I know. God, so can't stand him. Hate him. Okay. Brian and Justin.
Yeah, we're cute. I definitely. So I don't think that, like, my expression of loving Justin is the same as yours.
Yeah, that's
but
fair.
But I definitely know that, like, I'm invested and I care deeply about him because these scenes where he is, like, walking towards Brian or anytime he's, like, been alone, walking alone, and, like, he's, like, tense and scared, like, I get extremely tense and scared.
I think the actor does such a beautiful job with this. There's this little moment when Debbie kisses his cheek and he flinches just a little bit and we remember that he doesn't like being touched yet.
Yep.
And just the way that he holds his bad hand in scenes that have nothing to do with it.
Yes.
And
when he was like trying to, he still has his job at the diner.
When he was trying to do the bosses.
And he like is struggling to pick something up. And it was just like, such a great thing that they kept in. I don't know, my expectations are on the floor.
I know.
And so I like
episode 5 is going to focus a lot on Justin's disability, and it's
good.
Very good.
But like, you know, Glee or The L Word would have forgotten about it by now.
Yeah.
So
there's also moments where we get to see some of his rage issues he's still having, like when the guy runs into him on the street and he gets really upset, and when he knocks all the books off of Howard Bellwether's table after he says the horrible thing that Brian has hurt him as much as his attacker did.
Yes. Yeah, it was awful. Yeah. I can't believe he said that.
Horrible person.
But I totally did not connect that was a rage thing from his thing. I am just such an inherently angry person that when I see other people angry, I'm like, yes! Same mood!
And of course, the When My Boy Walks Down the Street, that's the song that's playing. That scene near the end when Justin is walking to Brian is echoing the scene earlier when Gus was learning to walk. So once again, we've got this Gus-Justin parallel.
Oh,
when he said, come here, sonny boy.
Yeah.
Said it to both of them.
There was something really great that Brian said to Justin. I don't remember what it was, but I loved it.
I wish you remembered when it was, because I could tell you what it was.
I really think it was, like, around the time that they were walking, because that was the only scene that was just the two of them, right?
There was the one where they were walking together, and Justin was holding on to him, and then they went to the bookstore, and then there was the one later when they were separated, and Justin was walking to him.
I don't know. It was either one of those.
Oh, okay. Well, he did say some very cute stuff.
It was the only line that I think I've heard, and I've been like, okay, this is a great line. I might go back and scrub through the episode and try and find it.
Yeah, I would love to know what it was.
I know.
That would make me very happy. I feel like it's got to be in the second scene.
I think so, too, because I don't think it was the one that you texted me about.
Yeah, no, that was just a funny one at the beginning. But there is a reference to, he said, let's go home and then I'll suck you off. So references to Brian blowing Justin rather than Justin blowing Brian always make me happy because yay equity.
Wasn't that one.
Justin said, I didn't think I could do it. And Brian was like, I did.
Something like that. It was like right around there, I think.
What was that for? You know how much I like sex in public places. Suck me off right here. No, go back to the apartment. I'll suck you off. I can go back myself. I can get myself head. No, I can walk back to my apartment without a chaperone. Are you trying to get rid of me? Yes, I'm sick of you always following me around. Don't you have any friends your own age?
I think it might have been that one.
None of them adore me as much as you do. I can think of one who does.
That one was good too. Yeah.
And then Justin told him that he was a hero. And then they said later, as they parted, which is what they said right before he was bashed. And there's a little moment in Brian's face after Justin says later where you can see a sort of fear or sadness or something. And then he says later.
Damn. I have,
as you can tell, I've watched this scene many times. It's one that means a lot to me.
I need to be paying like laser attention.
I'm telling you, there are so many little moments that mean so very much to me. There's this one episode later in the season that I think completely doesn't work unless you pay attention to one specific line that I never heard until many times in. And then once you hear that, Brian's motivations for the entire episode make sense. But if you're not paying attention to that one line, you're like, why is Brian being a dick for absolutely no reason?
Mm. Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Are we ready for Hot or Not?
I guess. I guess really the only thing that we didn't already say is that even though Brian's getting this award, he doesn't show up to stick it to them, basically.
Ha ha. Fuck the center.
Yeah. Exactly. Okay, my hot... I don't think anyone really did anything that amazing this episode. Except... You know, even though... God, I don't know. It's like no one did anything that great. Like, Lindsay kind of did some good stuff, but I also want to give it to... Emmett for being a slut, because I love that, but I think I'm going to give it to Lindsay.
Okay.
I think I'm going to give it to her because she wants to make sure that, like, Brian gets this award because she really believes in him and, like, she thinks that he deserves an accolade for doing this, like, really great and heroic thing, and she doesn't agree with all of these people who are, like, afraid of the establishment, who are like, he shouldn't get the award. And then she sticks it to the people at the center that are being assholes for no good reason. And, you know, then she totally knows why Brian didn't show up and totally is like, yeah, he did the right thing. And I feel like that's the first time she hasn't been completely annoying.
Yeah, it's like really the first time she's stood on her own.
Exactly, which is...
And done something.
Why I'm a little proud of her.
Yeah, I get that.
Yeah,
I'm going to give it to Brian.
Yeah.
I think he's such a great partner to Justin here. I love him holding his hand as they walk down the street because it's just so not Brian. And their fingers are laced. And they're like
so much more this episode.
Yeah. And God, just wait for next episode.
I'm excited.
Brian is just very sweet to him here. He doesn't freak out about the op-ed. He lets...
Which is great.
Yeah. He stands by and lets Justin do the yelling, which I think is so funny. He doesn't freak out about stuff like teenage lover, like that word. Mm-hmm. And we get to see him spending time with Gus, which is always nice.
Yes.
And yeah, the hug that he gives Justin after he finishes walking down the street is very sweet.
It was so cute.
I'm a big fan of this those scenes with them. Like, I don't care about anything else in this episode, but I've watched those scenes many times.
I'm not surprised.
Okay, you want to hear about next episode?
No, we didn't even fucking do not.
Oh, no. You're right. Okay, who's not?
I mean, how can we not bash on people? Like, that's the
fun. I want to bash on people, but I just think that we have the same one.
Michael?
Yes!
Well, that means you have to pick a different one.
Okay!
Okay, Michael is whiny and annoying and also, like, he... his only personality trait is liking superheroes. Like, Jesus Christ, be interesting. That's it.
Okay, I'm giving it to Ted.
You are so mean. Why?
Because he should have turned his back on Howard after he said those things about Brian. He should have been a good friend.
I thought about giving him my hot because he didn't blow up and, like, act rashly. He, like, took it in and processed it on his own.
He still went to his book signing. And then after this guy...
Well, he hates Brian.
And he heard... Okay. But he was standing right there when this guy said he's hurt you as much as your attacker to Justin. And still idolized the guy.
I think he was just feeling awkward and didn't know what else to do.
Stood up and clapped for his speech after that.
He's having complicated feelings.
That's fine, but I had to pick someone who wasn't Michael, so.
All right, fine. Michael sucks.
Yes.
What's happening in this next episode?
Next episode is Pride. It is called Pride. Brian, Michael, Justin, Emmett, Ted, Lindsay, Melanie, and Debbie all overcome various obstacles to show their pride in Pittsburgh's annual parade. And let me tell you, fucking everyone's story is a winner.
Fuck yes.
Every single plot in this is fun.
Ugh.
And it has the most beautiful ending scene.
Amazing.
And it's just pure joy in an episode.
I'm so excited, and I'm going to save my Pittsburgh Pride story till we record that episode, because
okay.
It's fun. It's a fun story.
I'm very excited for this. I'm probably gonna watch it tonight just because I could use some serotonin, but it's just like, it's,
I'm worried I'll be overwhelmed.
This is my favorite episode of the whole series.
Jeez. Okay.
Yeah, this is my favorite. So
yeah, I might watch it tomorrow. I'm getting you're gonna hate me, you're gonna be like, you're
gonna get corona risk. Yes.
Yeah, which I, whatever. I'll just die anyway.
Okay, what are you doing now?
I don't have anything to live for. I have such a pointless fucking stupid-ass job. That's not
true. You have this podcast, Jesse.
I know, I just, like, you know how, like, our jobs take up so much of our fucking pointless time on this earth that, like, if you're not even at least minimally enjoying your job, it's like, what the fuck, you know? Yeah, I'm getting brunch at Founding Farmers outside, of course, with two of my former colleagues.
Cool. You're going to get corona.
Whatever. I don't think I'll get corona. I'm not, like, making out with them.
Good luck. Not getting corona.
Look, my dad works at NIH. If he knew that they're... Sorry. Not just that he works under NIH. He works... under Fauci and is on, like, the team making the vaccine come to fruition. And so if he were concerned about eating in an outdoor restaurant, he would have told me by now.
I'm concerned.
You're concerned, but, I unfortunately do not think you have the, scientific information that my father has, no offense. I respect and admire your wariness.
Okay, don't eat at restaurants. Don't be like Jesse.
I think it's okay to go to an outdoor restaurant, especially because we won't be able to do it that much longer. I mean, once it's too cold to eat outside, fucking stay inside.
Go to restaurants.
I don't go to parties. If I see friends, it's, like, outside at a distance. Sometimes we go on walks. That's it.
All right.
I think I'm fine. And I'm not going anywhere near you, so I won't get you the virus.
No, you are not coming anywhere near me.
I know.
Do we have anything else to go over? God, I'm so excited for our next one.
I know, I'm very excited, too. I do believe that this is it. Thank you guys so much for, listening. I apologize if I talked a lot this episode.
I'm sorry for my dog.
Your dog is valid. He's a baby.
He's now happy and curled up against my leg, so.
Aww.
He's sleepy now.
I'll try to let Hannah talk more next
episode. I talked a ton. Don't worry.
I am sure people will be listening. They'll be like, Jesse, what the fuck? And I'll be like, I downed a whole glass of wine. I didn't stop talking.
No, I talked plenty.
Okay. I believe you.
Good.
Cool. I believe that that is it. You should go ahead and follow us on Twitter. We are at A Little Too Harsh, at Hannah Mosk, and at Jesse underscore Quinn. Do you have any announcements?
No.
I don't think you do. I certainly don't. So, thank you guys so much for listening. Adopt a cat.
Adopt a cat!